the nature of religious cliques and our attitudes toward them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 14 through 13 says that there are contentions among you. You are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Claude Pilkington here. Religious cliques are built around an attitude of heart that says, we've arrived, we know all the truth, we alone are God's people, and we alone carry out his work. However, God is far bigger than our prideful, narrow creeds and our meager, limited labors. It's a cult-like teaching that fantasies that only those in our group who believe just like we do are used by God and saved for the ages. It's an extremely ignorant and grievously arrogant position. We need not play any role in such party spirits that endlessly foster division and strife. Like Paul, we can take the high ground and simply say from the heart that while some preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill, the one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, but the other of love. Regardless, in any way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice.